Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
Just how sufficient is Jesus Christ? Is he enough? How many of us today are honestly seeking for something more than Jesus Christ? After all, today we live in a society that is plagued by unbridled desire and want, and everything is run through the sieve of one's personal sphere and how it affects me. The Church of God is also caught up in that desire and are oft seeking of some new and exciting experience, some new doctrine, some new success formula, or some special sign. Yet Colossians chapter 2, verse 10 tells us, "You are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." We're beginning the book of Colossians today, the book of Colossians that tells us of the all-sufficiency of Jesus Christ and how to appropriate what we have in him. But you know, it's not enough that Christ is all-sufficient unless we actually apply that fact to our lives in the practical realm. What place does Christ have in your life today? Is he first? Has he been given total supremacy in your daily living? Is he the absolute and final authority and the power in our lives? The books of Galatians and Ephesians and Philippians, they all have led up to this letter. With all that we've learned about Christ through those letters, we need to now ask the crucial question, is he sufficient? Is he enough for all of my needs, all of my wants, and all of my desires? Paul the Apostle was in prison when a letter from a man by the name of Epaphras arrived declaring to Paul the entrance of the heresy of something called Gnosticism into the Church of Colossae. Gnosticism, it means those in the know, is a higher thinking religious sect who believed in the extreme, the separation of the body and the spirit. This sect essentially came in two parts. One believed that all matter was evil, therefore they must live in a total rejection of all the body desires and all the body needs. Therefore, absolute poverty and the withholding of all creature comforts was kind of the general practice with this group. The second group believed also that all matter was evil and that there was no escaping it. However, because of the separation of body and spirit, the belief was that the body didn't matter to God. There was no escaping it, so it didn't matter. Thus, we could give ourselves wholly over to all desires of the flesh, and then their practice, therefore, was all of their desires were moved to be gratified. Gnosticism, on one level or another, one form or another, had crept into the church in Colossae, as it certainly has into the Church of America today. Basically, in our day, it is the concept of Jesus plus. Beginning in chapter 1, verse 1 of Colossians, we read, "Paul, chosen by God to be Jesus Christ's messenger, and from brother Timothy." Now, Paul, he was not an apostle by any group or denomination. No, he was simply an apostle of Jesus Christ. Apostle essentially means sent forth. Thus, Paul was indeed an apostle sent forth, and he was sent forth by Jesus Christ himself. Now, usually, if Paul begins a letter this way, it seems he's going to be doing some correcting and doing it to some people who are having a hard time accepting that he was indeed an apostle. It could be that these false teachers who had come there into the Church of Colossae were challenging Paul's position and authority. He goes on and says, "through the will of God." Now, Paul was an apostle, but not by his doing, as, you know, through some seminary training or even by ordination by some man or some group. He said he was an apostle through the will of God. Now, no doubt, the one thing that Paul had in his early days was surely the thought that he would never be a disciple of Jesus Christ. But the will of God, it seems, had different plans. Paul was uniquely called then, and thus uniquely equipped for the manifestation of God's divine will in his life. Timothy, our brother, we read, that notes Paul's close connection and relationship with Timothy, who is mentioned here as it has in past books. Clearly, Paul was willing to share the limelight, and he does so here with Timothy.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit believerstogether.com.